Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, July 5th. Delayed for the second time, just one day ahead of its debut, MSC Group's Explorer One has been delayed at the shipyard. Now, the line is citing that itself, along with the shipbuilder Fincantieri, they need to make further enhancements to the ship ahead of its delivery. The vessel was scheduled to be handed over tomorrow, but has since been delayed. There's no word if this latest delivery delay will impact the maiden voyage set to take place from Southampton on July 17th. Explorer One was originally supposed to debut back in May, but was delayed last fall, citing supply chain issues. Now, Explorer Journeys is a separate luxury brand that is owned by the MSC Group, but is separate from MSC Cruises. And the sudden decision by Norwegian Cruise Line to withdraw its ship Norwegian Spirit from docking in Valdez, Alaska for the rest of the season has left the Prince William Sound community in a state of shock. The unexpected move was communicated with the cruise port by NCL just with 3 days' notice and without any explanation, leading to the loss of approximately 15,000 visitors expected through this summer. The city also invested over $100,000 in new vehicles and had to lay off workers in light of the news. Most of the 2024 Alaska season will also be canceled with Norwegian Spirit because the ship is being chartered over in Asia. Now, the cruise port is in talks with new cruise lines. And the market was closed for Independence Day. It reopens later on this morning. And by the way, thank you so much for all the birthday wishes. Very sweet of you. I really appreciate that. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.